He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Are you excited for our holiday party tonight?
Oh, girl, I'm like a zombie. I haven't slept all week. My face is all broken out, I think, from the stress of not sleeping. And I have nothing to wear. So, yeah, I'm super excited.
No, even worry about what to wear. I honestly have no idea if I'm going to wear leather pants, jeans, or a dress. Like, it's going to be a last-minute thing. But
I was telling him that this is the struggle with your office there, is I will feel like it's the year to dress up, and I show up dressed up, and you guys are all casual, or I'll feel like, okay, they were casual last year, so let me go casual, and then I show up, and you guys are, like, dressed to the nines.
Yeah.
You confuse me every year. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, you don't. It doesn't even matter. But I have an important question for you.
What's that?
Upstairs in your home, in your bedroom, do you keep the blinds up all the time, down all the time, or do you put them down only when you're changing, or never?
So the front blinds that face the road, those stay closed for the most part because, I mean, everybody can see you.
Right.
The back, we have backyards that butt up to our backyard. In the summer, there's a tree line that is totally filled in and you can't tell there's houses back there. So those blinds stay open. In the winter, they have to stay closed because I think dude behind us has binoculars and might watch me change.
That makes sense.
We have never seen this guy outside.
Oh, I have once. Yep.
He
had binoculars.
But not with binoculars or some nods. We have no reason whatsoever to suspect that anybody behind our house is anything but a wonderful neighbor.
That's not true.
Well, all right. We have some reasons, but we don't have any reasons to think that they're watching us get changed. Furthermore, the house would have to be on top of a mountain to see down inside our house if we were nude or whatever. She freaks out when she gets out of the shower. She's like, what are all these windows doing open out here?
I'm with you, Alicia. I am under the impression, even though there is no reason for me to believe it, that everybody in my neighborhood wants to see me naked through my windows. It doesn't even make sense.
Just dying to see you topless.
Well, we have this one neighbor that is an older gentleman. He said to me one day, he goes, are you famous? And I go, what? And he goes, I was talking to the guys at work. He's a construction guy. And they said, your neighbor is the girl from the radio. So they asked me if you were hot. And I said, well, she's no Marilyn Monroe.
Wow.
And I go, okay.
Right. And then you,
how do you react to it? But ever since then,
gentleman.
Yeah. Even though he doesn't think I'm no Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
I'm convinced that he's constantly trying to look in my window.
See, 100%. In there.
Yeah. Right.
He was saying that to throw you off, Anna. He's totally looking in your window.
Right. That's exactly what I think.
So strange.
Yeah.
I mean, again, people have other lives. They're doing things. They can't just be sitting there bird watching.
Yeah. Well, okay.
So I think he opens every blind in the house, mostly the bathrooms. It's like he wants people to look in our bathrooms for some reason.
Why?
It's weird.
I mean, not for nothing.
Know.
If I'm sitting on the throne, I'm lower than the window.
Yeah, but you're not when you stand up to pull your pants up. I mean,
it's true. First of all, Alicia, what kind of grade would you like to give Raven as a husband this week?
Listen, I really want to give him an F so badly because he's the reason I haven't slept all week with his snoring and his coughing because he's getting over this whatever he had.
Yeah.
But it's not his fault, so I can't give him an F, but I'm going to give him a C because I'm really tired. I'm really, really tired, Anna.
Okay, well, you're going to take that C. But I really want to know what other people do with their blinds. So
open up the curtains.
So let's take your calls. 1-800-330-9999. Upstairs, like wherever your bedroom is, let's keep it that way. Where your bedroom is, are your blinds up, down? What's your protocol for them? Think about your bedroom where you change. Maybe it's on the second floor. Maybe it's on the first floor. But you have blinds in there, right? Do you keep the blinds open or closed when you're getting changed? I'm on the second floor, and I still close my blinds all the time.
I mean, it makes no sense. Unless somebody is in a tree, they can't see you. They don't know what's going on.
Oh, no, they can.
And in your mind, they want to.
1-800-330-9999. Nancy, do you keep your blinds open or closed? What do you do?
Ironically, my husband, Brian, is the one who always is closing the drapes. I'm like, I'm a senior citizen. Who wants to gawk at me? I really don't. I'm oblivious to it. And he's like, Nancy, close those blinds now. Close the curtains. I'm oblivious to it, though.
They want to see. That's all I want to.
Come on.
I don't know who the they is, but in my mind, they want to see. Christian, what's your blind situation? Do you keep them up, pull them down? What do you do?
Blinds up. Someone wants a show, they can watch.
See that? You know, some of these guys, they're bringing the confidence. I ask you, Anna, is there any difference with curtains? Because curtains are kind of like, you know, some curtains are like dark, right? You can't see through them. And other ones, a whole lot of them, it's like a valance or whatever. It's like you can see through it.
Well, in my daughter's room, they have a see-through one, so it doesn't matter. In our room, we have the blackout ones because that's from when the baby was little and she was sleeping in there with us and whatever. And I close those all the time.
There'll be no sun in there.
There will be no street lights, nothing.
Allison, second floor blind, specifically your bedroom. What's the protocol?
I mean, they're down at night, you know, they're down when I'm sleeping because it needs to be dark in there if I'm going to sleep. But if it's nice, you know, I'll open them up during the day. I try to remember to go back and forth, but sometimes I guess I probably leave them up and then I end up walking around in front of them and, you know, don't want to give the neighbors any ideas. So I try to keep them closed.
We don't want to give them ideas that you get changed in your bedroom.
Right. This must be a message for me, with binoculars four houses down across the street.
She's on OnlyFans. Look at her walking around her bedroom getting changed. So she putting on jeans?
Slowly. Put them on slowly.
Al, what's your protocol when it comes to the blinds on the second floor?
Blinds up. Enjoy the show.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, buddy. Mm. That was like the third day that I moved into this house. Like one of the neighbors, you know, everybody all of a sudden was walking the neighborhood. I mean, a lot of people do take walks in our neighborhood, but I do remember when we first moved in, it was like everybody took a walk in the neighborhood because, you know, they got to check you out, right? They got to peep the place. And I remember clearly my neighbor from across the street, he got a total view of me right out of the shower. He just had the right angle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So he was very excited about that.
Well, the good news is the windows aren't at my ankles. So, he got the chest up.
Good.
You know what I mean? But had I been standing on my dresser, that would have been dangerous.
Okay. Carol, what's your blind protocol on the second floor of your bedroom?
I usually leave him up unless I'm like seriously changing. But I just don't really have any shame. So they're kind of up all the time.
Is speed a factor? So, like, if you're taking your time and you're like, I'm going to go slow today and relax after getting out of the shower, I don't know, maybe, moisturizing or whatever it is that girls do.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, if you're doing that, does that make any difference? Or, you know, do you always be like, I'm getting dressed so fast that it doesn't matter? Nobody will see because it's so fast.
No, I just want everything, like, buttoned up so no one sees me.
Doesn't matter
how fast I'm getting changed.
So, well, when I'm going fast, I believe that I could take certain chances. I will roll those dice.
I've never really paid attention to the speed I use when I get dressed.
Like you get out of the shower, you need something that's downstairs, you forgot it down there, you know all the blinds are open downstairs, but you just got to get it.
No, but I run with my towel wrapped around me. I won't go down there without a towel. What are you, crazy?
Well, you know.
Never.